Well, this is very exciting. And of course, like a lot of things, it was supposed to be before with COVID, it got pushed out. But to have this event here on the weekend of Emancipation Day is very exciting. There's so many cool folks that are here tonight, and we're going to have a wonderful agenda and we're going to have a great weekend. Well, I think anytime you bring together people with a common cause, to talk about the African-Canadian experience here, the African-Nova Scotian experience, and to celebrate progress that's been made and also to identify roads that still have yet to be followed is a very good thing. And we're going to have the Halifax Declaration on Sunday morning. I'm proud that we have two African-Nova Scotian councillors in HRM for the first time ever, the first black woman representing HRM, Iona Stoddard. They're both here tonight, and Iona will be at the declaration on Sunday. So there's a lot of work to be done, but I think that there's a lot to celebrate as well. And as with any journey, it takes a lot of steps, and this is another step. For all people of African descent, whether they were born here, whether they came from Haiti, like Madame Jean, whether they came from Lesotho, Burundi, any place like that. We had a wonderful celebration last Sunday of the Afrofest culture. And really, it's more and more relevant for the community that this is not something we look at and say, oh, that's interesting. It's part of us. And us now is all of us together. And, you know, the black history in Nova Scotia is distinguished, goes back a long way. And, you know, I think we've made some really good strides and we're trying to do the right things. But it's about doing it together and listening and understanding and deliberately making improvement. And that's what this conference is about.